I'm now joined with Councillor Breon McDonagh, Labour Party, to speak about the controversy surrounding pedestrianisation of New Street in Malahide. Good afternoon, Breon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. First of all, Breon, the Save Malahide campaign, which is a coalition of local residents, retailers, restaurateurs and other businesses, they've been campaigning since 2020, since the closure of New Street to traffic. In your view, Breon, how can pedestrianising the street actually affect business?
So a lot of the evidence, or most of the evidence, shows that pedestrianisation actually improves business. And I think that's been borne out for some of the businesses, a lot of the businesses on New Street and even some of the businesses around there. But it's not, we can't look at everything just through a business lens. So we're looking at ways at making all our streets more accessible and friendlier to people. So that people who walk, people who are in wheelchairs, children, people with buggies, have got more space in our towns and cities. And that's going to happen over a longer period of time. And New Street was something that happened as a result of a COVID issue, but there's a bigger strategic problem there. And New Street, I think, has worked extremely well. And certainly there are a lot of people who have contacted me or who would have previously been skeptical, who since it's been up and running have been very happy with it.
Okay. I mean, if you think about it, if you have more pedestrians on the street, then they have easier access to shops, pubs, restaurants and so on. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to say that it's not just about the business or driving the business. It's just about making a place nicer and safer to be in. And that has had an impact on, I think it's unfortunate that it just became so kind of such a controversial campaign, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you look at Grafton Street in Dublin City, we all know it's pedestrianised, but it was open for traffic in the past, and I can't imagine business on the street, you know, had been affected by this change, you know. In any event, currently the council is committed to the permanent pedestrianisation despite the campaign against it. What's the current situation in relation to the controversy?
You know, the council are planning to do a full public consultation on what, you know, the long-term pedestrianised street would look like and what the streetscape would be like and how it would operate. You know, New Street is different from Grafton Street, and there are new residents on New Street, and there is a side street that, you know, people need access to, and you know, there is some impact around some of the business activities. But New Street has always been a business street as well. You know, honestly, I think it has been extremely successful. It's brought a buzz to Malahide. It's made it a really nice place to visit, and it has had really the kind of holiday European feel to it. And at the moment, you know, we expect plans to come through for a full pedestrianisation, that to go to a public consultation, and then, you know, for it to be passed through.
When is that expected to be, or do we know yet?
No, I don't have the exact dates, but like we're hoping to get something over the next year or two, you know. It should be in place, it would certainly, if not this summer, for the following summer.
So do campaigners now have a chance for success, bearing in mind COVID restrictions are now being lifted? Or will that make any difference at all?
I mean, you can never tell with everybody's entitled to, you know, to use the law to defend what they believe or what they think. And, you know, from my point of view, it's about trying to do the right thing about where we want to go. And at the moment, certainly on the local area committee, you know, all except one of the councillors are strongly supportive of the proposal. So I think they have a strong democratic mandate. And, you know, change is always difficult. So, and particularly when you've got people who've been used to parking on a particular street or parking outside their business or having access to a business or access to a place in a certain way or traffic flows, people have, you know, it can be difficult to accept change. And then once you get in, if you feel aggrieved about process or this, you know, it then becomes something that you keep going because you feel so passionately about. But I'm hoping that in, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, we'll all look back at it and then look at what is there and kind of acknowledge that, you know, New Street is, as a pedestrianised street, is exactly what we want. I think there's going to be bigger challenges when we try and do the same thing in other towns and villages around the place. So, I mean, in some senses, the residents of around, some of the residents around New Street or some of the businesses, we're fighting this change. It's, you know, we'll be faced with similar issues elsewhere. But if we want to take space away from cars to make space for people, and we want to reduce air pollution, and we're moving towards cycling and walking and getting public transport, then we need places like New Street is hopefully going to be as a pedestrianised piece. You can never prejudge the full kind of planning process. There are different legal kind of pieces. So, but I think from a democratic point of view, at the moment, you know, the greater support is with from elected representatives is with the pedestrianisation.
Okay. So campaigners have been saying that the scheme has created traffic congestion in other parts of Malahide. Would you go along with that?
I think Malahide has always had some traffic congestion from different parts, and there's been schools project, and there's been change of usage due to various different pieces. There's been another set of lights put in somewhere else. But part of, you know, traffic kind of expands as long as you let it to. And I do not believe that, you know, keeping New Street, you know, two-way for cars is going to magically solve Malahide's traffic problems. But I also think that the, you know, what we gain by pedestrianising New Street is greater than what we lose.
Okay. Has the pedestrianisation caused an increase in antisocial behaviour in the area in any way?
No, I don't think that that's reasonable or valid whatsoever.
All right. Okay.
There are instances of antisocial behaviour in towns and villages across Fingal. You know, we've had them in different places, particularly during the summer, and during COVID, there were some specific issues. You've got to be very careful about alcohol. You've got to be very careful about enforcement of alcohol bylaws. And, you know, we may need to adapt to make sure that things are strictly there. But I have been going to Malahide, you know, most of my adult life. And, you know, there are pubs on that street, and occasionally, you know, you would have had associated difficulties when sometimes you have problems outside pubs. But generally, you know, I don't think you can take one or two instances and then turn around and go, aha, that's as a result of the pedestrianisation of a street.
By the way, there used to be a taxi rank on New Street. Has that been moved now somewhere else?
There's kind of an unofficial taxi rank. There is another taxi rank elsewhere. But I think, you know, increasingly with apps being used to call people as opposed to queues, and there is taxi facilities around the corner. I mean, New Street is quite small. It's not like you can't get a taxi within the village or elsewhere. And certainly with the app and the use of apps, there's still a cab office on a corner in Malahide. I don't, I think the taxi issue is fairly straightforward.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Brian, thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, and all the very best. Do take care.
Cheers. Thanks a million, Johnny.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Labour Party Councillor Brian McDonough talking about the controversy surrounding permanent pedestrianisation of New Street in Malahide.